Good morning, church. You guys are very talkative today. Well, let's turn that energy into praise this morning. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here today. Now, Father, our prayer is the same. Our desire is the same every single week. To be able to praise you, to give you our all when we're singing here this morning. So, Father, as we lift up our voices today, Father, we ask once again that your Holy Spirit would come down like a mighty rushing wind, just like it was in the book of Acts, that we can sit there and we can sing to you in our own power and strength. But, Father, we want to have a supernatural experience here this morning. So, Father, we just thank you for this now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. As I pour soul at the Savior's feet, plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. to me.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, has raised a sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, has raised a sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Trust you more. Oh, how sweet.
in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me beneath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You, how I prove You o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust You more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You, how I prove You o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust You more. I'm so glad I've learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You, how I prove You o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust You more.
Through
Precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears, and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. For it's a way to prove my love when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. I'll obey and serve you. I'll obey because I love you. I'll obey, my life is in your hands. It's a way to prove my love when feelings go away. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. If it costs me everything, I'll obey. If it costs me everything, I'll obey.
Amen.
You think about that. Marriage is a good example of, you know, when you're fresh and you're newly married, there's these intense feelings and desires that you have. But the secret to marriage, and much the way our relationship with God, is to maintain that strong desire over time and not let it fade. And what this song is talking about, it says, for it's the way to prove my love when feelings go away. You know, Jesus said, if you love me, what did he say? Keep my commandments, obey him. You know, there's going to be times we don't feel like it. We're just going to be like, I don't want to do it. But that's where we show our ultimate love right there, when it says, I will nevertheless obey. Amen?
This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where he is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground.
This is also our prayer, Lord. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Fall afresh on us, Holy Spirit. Fall afresh on us. Hallelujah. What an exciting day. What a wonderful day. What a day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Oh, praise Your holy name. So wonderful, Lord, to come into Your presence with singing, and enter Your gates with thanksgiving, and to Your courts with praise. And say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Savior, what a blessed Redeemer, what a mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. His name is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are determined today, O Lord, to worship You in spirit and in truth, to lift up Your holy name, oh, to glorify Your name. And we bless You, we thank You, Heavenly Father. You are the God that never fails. You alone are worthy of all praise and honor. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, move in the midst of us. Move in such a mighty way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let the excitement rise in this body, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let a fire ignite, O Lord, and be an unquenchable fire, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank You, Heavenly Father. O Lord, Jesus says to the disciples, You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and the utmost part of the earth. Hallelujah. And the utmost part of the earth. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that we're going to receive power here when the Holy Ghost fall upon us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Let us see another day of the Pentecost. Oh, hallelujah. In the book of Acts it says, when the day of the Pentecost fully come, they were all in one accord, in one place. Hallelujah. They were all in one accord, in one place, and suddenly came a sound from heaven, like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the place where they were sitting. Oh, hallelujah. And it appeared to them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each and every one of them. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. They sat upon each of them. Praise your holy name. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, and they started speaking with other tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Let us all be in one accord. Let us be like the way in the book of Acts in the upper room. Let us be also in this upper room in unity, in one accord, perfectly joined together, in the same mind and the same judgment, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And let us pray. Pray without ceasing, waiting for the promise of the Father, which said you heard of me. Oh, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it be a move of God, O Lord, and let a revival start in each and every heart, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We're looking forward. We're going to pray about it. We're going to stay strong. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to stand strong in your promises. We're going to wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. And he's going to move in such a mighty way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father, for moving today. Thank you for anointing Pastor Charles Torrell as he bring the message to us. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let it be, O Lord. Oh, thank you, Father, for giving him the freedom to preach, and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray everyone that gives a testimony for the anointing upon them. And we want to thank you that it will be victory all the way today in the name of Jesus. And the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise your holy name. As we sang the song, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are, Lord, Jehovah Jireh. You are provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. Oh, hallelujah. And you are the reward of them that diligently seek you. And we thank you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you for blessing the finances of this church. Let it be a breakthrough there, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you are provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs. And we trust in you for that as well, Lord. We trust that you shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. So every man as they purpose in their heart, let them give not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need in each and every person here. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you today for victory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Thank you, Lord, for what you are going to do. And we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor today, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen, amen and amen.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm here to take Thomas's place while he's out of town on vacation. And so I'll do the best I can. Bear with me. I know that the main thing that I need to do is keep my eyes on Jesus. Okay. So with that, let's make sure that our testimonies are direct and about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's doing with your life. Okay, Joanne.
Good morning. Good morning, Joanne. Got up at 6:30 this morning, and at 8 o'clock we went to a Russian water baptism. It was absolutely gorgeous. They had flowers with rocks tied to them so they'd stay out in the water, and they had a big blue and white sign that says, "I believe," in Russian. They had the band there that played two songs, and half the church was there. It was just beautiful how they honor Jesus Christ and God the Father. Everything was to him. Glory to him. So I just thank God for sending us there.
Good morning. I have about three scriptures that I would like to read to you. But before anything else, my heart is really beating fast. I wanted to say that Jesus is an author and a finisher of everything in our life, and he's the head over us. As long as we are connected with him, we always will have the answer and the help and whatever is needed for us to function as part of his body in the earth here. And actually, the reason I'm saying that is because we tend to look for other help before him many times. And he is a jealous God. And he said, I am with you always, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. And you can always count that he's the way, and he's the truth, and he's the life we need at any time. And that revelation of submitting to God, which Jesus is, we can resist anything that will come to us and make us feel that we do not have enough just having Him. Even when we don't have maybe people that are good to have an agreeing prayer with, or somebody that is anointed to bring the word to us and help us spiritually to be strengthened. Even we don't have any of that, we always have Him. And we always can call to Him. And we have the Holy Spirit that's always there for us. So I believe that knowing that, we should never be desperate by ourselves, whatever we are and however we are. And the first scripture that I wanted to read to you is in Philippians, the second chapter. It says, therefore God has also highly exalted Him, that's Jesus, and give Him a name which is above every name, that is name, the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of things in earth, and of things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. So just the revelation of the power of that name should really take care of all those things that come against us, of discouragement, anxiety, fear, and everything else. And of course, in Ephesians, the first chapter, and I am sure you know it, I'm not going to read it because I don't want to take the time, but Jesus, this anointed word says that God, our Lord, that the Father, the Lord of our Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, has given unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. So to know who Jesus is and His power and His name and what He is in us, the Holy Spirit is going to do that for us. And in the moment of desperation that you don't have anybody else, He's there for us. So the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in us, in the saints. So what I'm saying is that, because sometimes I'm all on my own and I'm not on my own. God kind of separated me a little bit and He told me, He says, I'm all what you need. And not that this is a right thing to do, because God wants us to be assembled together. We are part of a body, but we have to trust in Him in the head. The head without the body, I don't think can go too far, right? So all that Ephesians, the first chapter, all that prayer is amazing. If you can read it. Above all principalities and power and every name that is named. So that's confirmed, that Philippians second chapter that talk about it. And because I feel like I need to finish fast, I wanted to say also that Jesus Himself said, howbeit, that's in the chapter 16 of John, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine and shall show it unto you. Well, I mean, here actually we have everything we need, do we? And when the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So basically the Holy Spirit and Jesus, they are all in agreement. They're always with us and He's the head over us. And I don't care what things are going around and what people do or not do or help or not help us, we still have that head over us. And we have to remember that. And the power of His name. Amen.
Okay, Irene, thank you. That is the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. Amen. Okay, Monica.
I believe wholeheartedly with that, Irene. I have resisted the devil this week, and he tried to put a sickness on me, but I told him firmly that I do not receive that from him. And I asked God to help me, and he did. The sickness lasted about a day and a half, and it's all gone. So I praise his name for that, because I needed to have time to do certain things, and God knew that I needed that energy to be able to do it. So I praise his name for that.
You know what I'm feeling right now? I'm feeling like God is opening up the doors wide open here this morning. I mean, he is here, present, and alive and well. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, boy, we got a lot of testimonies, and everybody's going to be heard today. Okay? Bob.
I have a testimony. It's direct.
Amen.
Couple things. As you know, we've had our back and forth with this dealing with Diane's father's property and so forth. It's been very hectic, very destructive to our business and everything else. So the other day we promised Pastor to bring a certain thing up here, and we've been promising Joanne and Soteris to bring a little desk up for Joanne, and we've been frustrated a number of times, having been down there and unable to do it. So, not really having the strength to do so, we rented a truck in Walnut Creek to drive one way back to here, and we happened to call Soteris. And we specifically didn't want him to lift anything, because he's not a kid either, but we were going to go one way, and Soteris said, no, here's what you should do. So at first, being a guy, and he's a guy, I thought, well, you know, we're going to do it this way. I said, wait a minute. Soteris is a man of God, and he knows me better than anyone except Pastor, because he was part of my deliverance team 16 years ago. So we said, we're going to do what Soteris says. And we did. And we met him early in the morning, and the three of us rode down in the Volvo. Now, what I'd been experiencing before, and this happens to me periodically, the devil gets aboard me and says, you're going to die, you know, this is it. You get Diane straightened out, and then you're gone. And, of course, we come against that with all kinds of power, but not the kind of power that we have. When you spend a day in the life of Soteris Christou, you are spending a life in prayer. And that's my first time in all the years I've known him that we spent an entire day, and most of the night, with him. And on the way down, he delivered a prayer. I asked him, you can pray against a spirit of death that is just really coming over me. And he did. I mean, the Volvo rattled with the power of Soteris, almost. And as the day went on, I realized that I was getting better and better and better. And I also learned this from that day. You know, we all know about praying without ceasing, and living the life of prayer on a continuous basis, not on Sunday and not Wednesday night, and not once in a while or when you have a problem, but all the time. And in the course of that day, we had a number of frustrations. But the first thing that happened, we're trying to get out before the rush hour, and Soteris asked our painter, are you saved? You know, as only Soteris can do. And, of course, he said, oh, yes, yes, yes. But to make sure, the next thing we know, in the middle of trying to get out of there, the three of us were praying for Garrett, was his name. And he needed it, and he was most appreciative, and it seemed to be very genuine. He said he'd been born again many years ago. But Soteris didn't let that go by. He had to find out for himself. At another point, we were confused in which way we were going to go home, and, you know, it's getting really squirrely because the traffic, you know what it's like if you don't leave there in time. And Soteris said, well, hold on, he says. And we're standing out near the truck in the middle of nowhere, and he says, well, let's pray about it. And he prayed against the spirit of confusion and what have you. And from that point forward, everything went fine. He was following us with the truck, and all at once he zoomed past us. And we thought, what is Soteris doing anyway? Because he said, I'm hungry. And then he pulled off over the Bay Area. I started doing this twisty little thing, and I said, wait a minute, there's nothing to eat here. I built a building here about 20 years ago. the terrorist drives that thing almost every day back and forth on 80. So we twisted around, went across the freeway, and we wound up at what? Guess what? A Greek place. A Greek place. Next thing you know, we're having a lamb shank and the little funny little three pieces, you know, and I ate bread for the first time in a long time. It was a wonderful time. And then we got back and had to unload the truck, and Joanne drove clear out to our place, and we put their stuff on in and so forth. And the day was fantastic. And so I was reminded of that, especially when Yuri was playing that song, "Someone is Praying for You." And I just recall that we're supposed to pray continually without ceasing. And that's what Soteris does, and Joanne. And as you can see, by 8 o'clock this morning, they were already at a baptism. So that's my story, and I'm feeling better than I have felt in a long time. And last night, there was none of that business coming on me in the middle of the night. You've had it. You're going down, blah, blah. And that's something I've fought for 15 years. So that's my testimony. A day in the life of Soteris.
Well, I just want to give a testimony to having put my faith in God. Michael and I have been married 8 years, going on 9, and we've had a financial stumbling block since we've been married. And I put my faith in God for it to be resolved, but I really put my faith in God in it in December of 09. I asked for a miracle. I wrote it in my Bible that I wanted a miracle to happen in resolving this stumbling block. And I said, okay, no more worry, no more concern. I'm going to listen to the Holy Spirit. My faith is in God that this is going to be removed, because as Christians, He wants us to be the best we can be. And when we have financial difficulties that burden us down, it's like Satan's got a foot on our neck. And as a Christian, we don't want that foot on our neck, because it's really hard to lift our face to Christ when we have that going on. So God's been moving mightily, and we had to go to court on it. And what happened in court was only something that God could have done. It was just such a mighty move of God in such a way that the judge was befuddled. He couldn't think. He was just confused and befuddled, and I'm praying and I'm casting down the demons and saying, God, you got to keep on here. You got to keep going here. You got to make this happen today. And the judge just, when we went in last time, he had his chin up. He was arrogant. He was dominant. He was mean. And we went in this time, and he was an olive-colored man. And you could see the redness in his face from the confusion he was feeling. And his head was down, and he just kept rubbing his forehead. And I was like, praise the Lord. This is going to happen. And it happened. So I praise God for phase one, and I'm looking for phase two. And it's just, but I can say it's because I truly put my faith in God. And I quit worrying, I quit agonizing, and I started rejoicing and having joy and enjoying the simple pleasures that we had, and the peace we had, and the security we had. And I put away the anxiety and the worry and said, you know what? It's all in God's hands. Whatever happens and how it happens. And it's happening. And I'm giving God all the glory.
Thank you.
Okay. Natalia.
And he led them forth by the right way that they might go to the city of habitation.
When I
look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. When I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what we're here all, to worship you, our Heavenly Father. As you know, I haven't been around church for a month. And about 4 weeks ago, I went to, I guess it was Thursday morning, to work, and I had a real powerful toothache. And after a couple hours in the meeting with my boss, I just, you know, couldn't stand the pain. After the meeting was over, I even asked him, says, "Who's your dentist?" And I asked everybody in the office, "Who's their dentist?" I was desperate. I didn't want to drive 45 miles back to Sonoma, so I wanted to get to a dentist quickly. So the secretary found a couple of numbers. So I called up, and with a miracle, they took me immediately. And after examining, they found out that I needed a root canal. And a few calls later, they found a dentist that does root canal. It's a specialty. So when I went up there, turns out that it's not only one tooth, but it's two teeth were bad. So I had double root canal. So within a few hours, I was all drugged up and rooted. As I was driving home, I couldn't figure out why there was nobody around me on the freeways, because I was going from side to side. And I was warned that to take it easy. So anyway, praise God that I made it home safely. So that weekend, that's what happened on that weekend. I was recuperating. And then, of course, following day, we got bad news about my older brother passing away in Oregon. So the following week, I traveled alone to the funeral. And it was on a Wednesday, in the middle of the week. I don't know why they do that, because it's hard on the working people. So anyway...
While I was there, I developed an infection in my gum. So when I got back, I went back to the dentist, and he examined it and took some x-rays. And, of course, he did a surgery and drained the infection. And in the process, he found a bone loss about the size of a dime in my gum here, which meant another surgery. So they set up an appointment with another doctor. And so the following, I think it was Wednesday again, I went to that appointment, and they took, before going to that dentist, it was Friday night or Saturday night, I called Pastor John. I says, you know, I need a prayer. Get rid of these pains, get rid of these, I need a miracle. So if you remember a couple of weeks ago, there was, you know, prayer here for me, and I want to thank all the congregation, all the people that participated. So come Wednesday, I went to my appointment, and they took all kinds of x-rays. Well, they couldn't find that hole anymore. So God healed it miraculously. So then I, starting around 5, you know, when I drive to work, I listen to this Christian station, and this pastor around 5:30, he said, you know, it says miracles do not happen like they used to 2,000 years ago when Christ walked on this land. But in the Bible, it says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, miracles are happening, and I am living proof. Amen.
Okay, Natalia, you're getting to be quite the singer. Keep on going there. You're looking real good. Shireen?
Hi. Sometimes I feel like the songs that the Holy Spirit gives to Charles to have for us to sing are for me. But I'm sure maybe they are. And for everybody else too. But the Jehovah Jireh who cares for me. That, you know, we always have these preconceived ideas. Somehow, it must be a satanic way of thinking. But we grow up that way unless we've come from a Christian family. And so we think things should be the way they should be, which kind of goes along with what Irene said also. So I pray this prayer every time I leave because I moved to the mountains. I have an old car, has over 200,000 miles on it. So that's kind of a, you know, in the natural kind of an iffy situation. So I pray every morning, you know, I put a hedge of protection around my car, and the enemy can't do anything to have anything go wrong with my car, and that I will get to wherever I'm going safely and back safely. And that nothing will hit my car, and I will not hit anything with my car. So that's pretty much my prayer. And yet stuff keeps happening, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what's the deal? I'm praying the prayer. I have the faith. You know, you said you would do these things if we pray for them, ask what we want, and all these things that go along with that. But God shows me every time it was for my good because he cares for me, these things that happen. The very last thing was I went to go have my car smogged. I thought it was going to be no big deal. My car runs good, you know, even though it's got all these miles on it. It didn't pass smog. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, you know, all freaked out about it, you know. And so I went to Kragen to get this part. They couldn't get it. So they called the dealership, and the dealership says, well, it's not a PC valve. It's called elbow or something. So he's, oh yeah, we got that. So it was only like a $3 part as opposed to going to the dealership. So then I go all the way back, wait my turn again for smog. I didn't get all the parts. I didn't get this other part. Well, he didn't tell me to get this other part. So it's this big old long thing with these sleevey things at the end. And so I go back, and sure enough, Kragen doesn't have that. So I had to go to the dealership, and he had called this guy. God put him in my path because he called the guy at the dealership, and he says, okay, do you have this part? And he says, yeah, well, this, put it aside, this lady's going to come and get it, so she doesn't have to go through all this with you. You'll just have it, you know, ready for her. So I got there. It was only like $11, but I had to go back and wait my turn again. But the guys at the smog place took mercy on me, and they put these parts on for me. So I said, well, what's the deal with these parts? He says, well, first of all, it's the original, and I had over 200,000 miles on my car. He says, and it causes bad gas mileage. And, you know, it could break down on you and stuff like that. So I thought, okay, God, I was all stressed out, but yet he cares for me. He doesn't want me stranded out there in the mountains by myself in the dark with the bears. So, coyotes. So, you know, he cares for me. And we have preconceived ideas of what we think his word says, as opposed to what he... Well, it's like I tell my kids, you know, everybody's got their own little fingerprints. Well, God works with you according to you and what your needs are and how you understand and how you talk and how you think. And that is such a reassuring thing, because I'm up there in those mountains kind of in some ways kind of by myself, and I get all freaked out about all these things because it's new to me. I've only been up there a little over a year, and yet he comes through for me every time. And so, you know, are you going to get it, Shireen? God cares for you. He's going to take care of you. You don't have to be stressed out. So, anyways, that's my testimony. God is there for you. He does care. Yes, you do have to pray. Yes, you do have to believe. But he always takes care of his own, because he says so in the Word. So that's my testimony.
Amen. Okay, Norma. Praise the Lord for all these testimonies. Isn't that fabulous, man? Boy, thank you, God.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Glad to see everybody here in front, because I always at the back. So I just want to tell you about my sibling and about them. I have, we are six girls and three boys. And when I was high school, I think third year or fourth year, my parents separated, and I had to take care of my youngest sisters and brothers. The youngest are the two girls. They are still very, very young. So I took them under my wings for 7 years. And until now, since then, I always communicate with them, talk to them, support them, and provide them something financially, emotionally. You know, they have a different kinds of life. One is successful, one is a little bit, you know, kind of so many challenges in her life. And it was good that we are here in America. I have two sisters, one is in Palo Alto and one in Chicago. I have a brother in London. So it was good that we are scattered around and we are a little bit earning. Because one time when my sister had a medical problem, it will cost her like quarter of a million pesos. So they cannot afford that. So we're always there to help our siblings. The one time we support my older sister who had an operation, but she passed away. So, but in spite of that, those challenges, we are close. We really have times to get together, especially when there are weddings. And this one thing wedding, there is a wedding coming in London that I'll be going to attend my niece's wedding on this September 19th. So I need a lot of prayers going there, enjoying my brother family and enjoy the wedding. So, and then, since I have two sisters in the Philippines, last March of this year, Sydney, the wife of Basili, talked to me one time and gave me an information that Henry Wright is coming to the Philippines on May 31st. She told me like March or April. So I make that arrangement with that because they cannot afford to go to Baguio because it is 8 hours drive plus the traffic. Then I have to provide them a hotel accommodation. And they are coming with, my other sister will be coming with her husband and a son, and my other sister will be coming with her grandson. So from here in America, I call Baguio City to register them. I call my niece to look for a hotel to stay when they are in Baguio. So I was so happy and really enjoyed that they were able to go and they were able to listen to Henry Wright. And it's really in spite of, you know, when they are young Christians like me before, it took a long time to walk. You have to learn a lot of understanding before you can walk with the Lord from your other, you know, other religion, especially Catholic. So I always guide them. I always send them things to read, you know, so many papers to read, books to read, so they will know and they will understand and they will walk with the Lord. So, and this is one opportunity when Sydney told me that there is Henry Wright will be going to Baguio. Then this is one thing, it's big. So once in a while I receive email from my sister, my other sister who has ministry in the Philippines. She's teaching children in the neighborhood about Jesus. So she need a lot of support for that. And then when they went to Baguio, that they give a big impact on her life, because she's also a widow like 3 years ago, so it kind of like adjustment and to her life. And before that, she has so many. She doesn't know where to go. She doesn't know what fight or what faith that she will have. She went to different churches until I talked to her finally that she really stay in this faith. Because you know this is the truth. So I want you to show you the happy face of my sister when they were in Baguio with Henry Wright. The other one is on the left side is the one who is a teacher that really very strong faith by this time. And I want to read you because I wish I could be there. You know, because I never met Henry Wright in person. And so this is opportunity for them to learn something to use in their lives, to use in their family. And I want to read to you one of my email of my sister after that incident, like several months after that. This sister is really different when one prays. I was asked to lead the prayer per contest, and my pupil won the first place. Then we competed at the Regional Science Olympiad after that and placed third. My pupil and I will represent the Region 4A at the Science Olympiad contest in Bali, Indonesia, in October 9 to 16. The Department of Education will pay for plane ticket, hotel accommodation, and food allowance. The Lord is so good. So she was so happy that for that praying all the time, it kind of become a habit of praying. Before, when you are a Catholic, you don't pray like that, how the Christian prays. So now she prays all the time, any event or any seminars or any training. is she will call to lead the prayer. And there are so many that can be touched with her prayer. And the last thing that she did, she her co-teacher was sick, really sick. She was in ICU when she went to that co-teacher, really cried and prayed to the Lord to heal that person. And she was healed. So that is the amazing story that changes her life. And I was so amazed that she really changed her life. And I praise God.
Good morning, everyone. You know, Vasily, I was reminded of a joke. Given your testimony, you're talking about how, you know, no one was around you on the freeway. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, there was a story of a woman who called up her husband and she said, and for this case, we'll use your name, Vasily, you need to watch out. There's someone that's driving down the wrong side of the freeway. And he goes, honey, it ain't just one. It's hundreds of cars driving down the wrong way. So, the painkillers that they use are fantastic at blocking out the pain, but they also have the unintended intended consequence of impairing our reactions and so forth. So, there's a give and take to that. But praise God, new bone. New bone. That's not something to be taken lightly. So, very good news. Well, I went and asked Ken, because he's the one that usually hands me some slips of paper. I said, Ken, you don't have any papers for me this week? No. So everybody's doing great, as we were hearing here. A lot of positive testimonies this morning. The only thing that is not positive is some of the things that are happening, such as with the commodities. And Michael talked to me this morning, and he says, you know, we got to get on top of this. We got to keep, you know, hitting it with prayer. And I said, okay, let's do it. So, you know, I don't want to bore you with the numbers, but, you know, the market is such that it always fluctuates. It never flatlines, okay? The second that your heart or the market flatlines, it's dead. There's no movement, there's growth. There's always going to be loss and gain in anything. And so this last week, it went up by over $3. So again, you know, when it comes to business and so forth, we need money to survive because, you know, we don't live in a society that's set up, and this is not the way that God operates. He expects us to work. When you work, you earn a wage, and you take that wage and you trade that for other things. And so what happens when you have a select number of people that control a commodity and try to manipulate it in such a way for the most profit for them? Well, it's fantastic if you're them, but we're not. The rest of the world is not in this. So that's one of the things that we're going to pray about this morning is the oil prices. So, Lisa, what was the name of your husband? Greg. Okay. So we're gonna take the time to pray right now. So for those of you who want to come up, let's stand and let's seek God this morning.
Good to be back in church, praying for the oil prices to go down. Amen. So, dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you this morning, God, giving you all the praise and honor and glory for today. And thanking you, Lord God, that you are in charge of all things. And that the oil prices are they're not going too high. But you're holding them where you want them at right now. And I really believe, Lord God, that you're really wanting more people to come to you and asking you to lower these prices, God.
Yes.
So I'm asking for all the help from this church. I'm asking for all the help from the website that everybody will join in and will ask God to lower these prices on oil and gas and drop them down to miracle level.
Yes.
In other words, Lord God, take them down to where people in America and throughout the world can handle the prices of buying fuel. And Lord, I just give you all the praise and honor and glory for it. I thank you for the miracles that you've given. I thank you for what you're doing in my life. I thank you for the great healing that has come through deliverance in my life, Lord God. And I thank you for my wife. I thank you for the life that I have, serving you, knowing that when I die and I'm going to go to heaven, it's going to be to spend eternity with God in Jesus Christ. And I'm looking forward to that day. And thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to lift up to you Greg, Lisa's husband. And Father, you expect us all to walk in obedience, to obey your commandments, not to forsake the assembling us together with other believers. That means to be in church Sunday after Sunday. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the rest is in God's hands, and God is going to meet every need there is there. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, right now, we command the spirit of infirmity to loose Greg in the name of Jesus. You false spirit of infirmity, get out of that man's life right now in the name of Jesus. Command you to be bound, gagged, chained into prison by God's holy angels. Any sciatica spirit, we command you to go from Greg in the name of Jesus and be bound, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. And thank you, Father, for your healing touch coming upon him, Lord. Your resurrection power go through his body, we pray, Lord, and bring a healing into his body. But at the same time, we pray, Lord, that you put it in his heart to walk uprightly as you intended for him to be, to walk uprightly. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, also, Lord, for blessing the business, that new venture that he started. We pray, Father, for many blessings and lead him and guide him, O Lord, and let him always, we pray, today that he will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto him. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, O Lord, for touching this business and open new doors for him, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father, we do thank you that we can come together. We can take time one day out of the week to all of us to gather together. And Father, we sit there and we praise you through song and music. We like to hear testimonies. But Father, it's also important to take time that we can corporately sit there and just focus on you and praise you. Praise you, Father God, for your goodness to us. Father, we thank you for the fact that we have life today. We are here. We're standing here in this room. Father, we have another day here on this earth with the expectancy of many, many more to come. So, Father, we thank you for that. Let us never take that for granted. And, Father, when it comes to, again, for Lisa and for her husband, Father, you know what their needs are. You know what their needs are. And so, Father, when it comes to the problems that we have, sometimes it just seems like it's overwhelming. But there is a step-by-step process that we know that when we reach up and we take your hand, you will not let go of us. So, Father, as Lisa and her husband, Greg, they sit there and they grab hold, Father God, that you will change them, not necessarily physically, but, Father, that they're thinking, that they would seek and press in upon you, and that they would have a heart change. an attitude change, that they would sit there and be pressing in on you wholeheartedly, not holding anything back. And that we know that when we line up with your word, that you will provide us with the things that we need. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, Father, we just thank you now for touching them when it comes to that. And again, Father God, we lift up John and Ina, that as they're on vacation, that, Father, they would continue to have a restful time, just being able to relax, to put basically the cares of this world behind them, to focus on you, and just be able to unwind, something that it seems increasingly hard to do in today's culture with all the technology and gadgets and everything that we have in our lives. But Father, we just thank you for giving them rest. So we all need a time of recuperation. So Father, we just thank you now for the prayers that we have lifted up, that you have heard them, and that they will be answered in due time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.